All right, everyone, welcome back. I'm Wolf. Here with me today is...
I'm Wilmer.
I'm Marcel.
I'm Mike.
I'm Rob.
I'm Ian.
Wait, he's still on the same island, or is this somewhere else? Question mark.
You're still on the same island.
Okay.
But I think we've left the part where we were trapped now.
Cool. Yep.
Cool.
Rita's eyes just kind of narrow at the city, and or actually she narrows at him and goes, "The Underlord lives there." And Norma just kind of turns around and goes, "That we have no proof of that, sister."
The who?
The Underlord.
Never heard of him.
Rita kind of rolls her eyes at you and goes, "Supposedly he controls every crime syndicate known to man here. And Elf and every other underground is connected to him."
Wait, including pirates?
Narmo, Rita, and the army just kind of look around. What are pirates?
Never mind.
I think he means,
ship thieves.
Yeah.
Ship thieves. They look at each other. Everyone looks around at each other. What are ship thieves?
Guys, I just wouldn't bother.
Get it. Forget it.
They're baffled by this concept. We've never...
He says it under his breath. Primitive screwheads. Yeah.
There's only two things that sail, or three people who sail on these seas around us, or oceans around us. There's the sea elves, who are loyal to whoever pays them the most. There's Cthulhu, who's fleet, and there's his brother's fleet. What are pirates? We've never heard of such a thing.
We don't speak of a particular faction. We particularly speak of a sort of occupation. Ships are valuable, and...
items are valuable.
Places, I'm told, where people make a specialty of taking a ship near another ship for the purpose of subduing its crew and
killing everybody and freaking destroying the ship, including everybody in it. Asshole. And that's what he says. And he says it really abruptly. Asshole. Really, really loud. Just because.
Everyone looks at each other and you hear murmurs of like, this is a completely foreign concept. Well, the closest thing we have to that is Cthulhu's fleet. Hmm. But they just kill everyone to kill everyone. They don't take anything. Ships are often found abandoned.
Hmm. So we have them to fear. What do they look for in their prey?
Do you draw breath?
But so long as one travels in a big enough formation of ships, one tends to be considered less likely for targeting, no?
Followers of Cthulhu are mad. Most of the time when you see them on a ship, they are doing blood rituals by stabbing themselves repeatedly. Many die on those ships just from that. The only people who really stand against them are the sea elves.
So are these Cthulhus, say, fanatics?
Narmo and Rita look at each other and in unison go, yeah.
And they like to cut themselves and stuff?
They believe that it'll get them closer to Cthulhu.
Huh. Anyways, what about this city?
Narmo turns around back to the city. Sun City is one of the places that supplies many food to Ragnarok. It even supplies food to the Drow army. It's ruled by a king whoever is the highest bidder rules him. He very much loves entertaining visitors.
Huh.
And they have one of the best ship ports for buying warships and hiring crews of sea elves.
Huh.
Neat.
Are we going there?
You bet we're going there. We've got all this gold to spend on ships.
Huh.
Also keep an eye on the Cthulhu.
I'm gonna face the party. I guess we can spend our gold now, huh?
And sell off some of the junk we have.
Finally.
I suspect we may need to go in. I suspect we may need to go in waves. The main party can take the gold and buy the ships. The second party will probably need to watch the backs of the main party so that they're not ambushed by these Cthulhu people.
The Cthulhu people would be out on the sea. Yeah. In between us and here is just farmland. They would actually prefer we probably march up with our army.
I guess we should go ahead and do that then. If the Cthulhu cultists are just on ships and everything.
So, you guys start down this path, and you start going towards the city. And as you go, there's this, you notice that Norma has disappeared from the group. You still get a sense that he's nearby, but you don't see him. As you walk down the road, you notice farmers smile and wave at you, like they're way too happy than they should be. And you guys pretty much go uneventfully right up to the northern city gates. And there's two guards. There's a really old guard, and there's a really young guard. And the old guard kind of steps forward. "Greetings, what brings such a large army here?" And he stops, noticing you guys, covered in ash. The young guard points to the party and goes, "Kingmakers!"
I'm gonna step up to these two guards and kind of wave them in as close to me as possible, and I'm gonna say, "Gentlemen, we have had a rather long adventure behind us, and we seek to acquire transportation to distant parts where we would take our reprieve from toil for a while. We are here to buy ships and hire crews. We don't want trouble, but would prefer to keep our presence quiet."
"Aye, matey, well, you're kingmakers, and that's not going to go completely unnoticed. But you're actually going to need to head to the castle first. The king and queen up there are going to want to see you. The queen loves hearing stories. By the way, you can park your army right over here to the left side across the river. They'll be safe there, completely untouched. They won't be in the way of the harvest. I suggest you you make your way to the castle first."
I'm going to pull Jermaine to the side and just... I feel like we shouldn't do what they say.
I don't know if we should... Well, never mind. I don't hear this, so never mind.
Norma pops up between you two and goes, "Don't worry. This is the Golden City. They're very hospitable around here."
"And if we expect to enjoy their hospitality, we do to some extent need to follow their rules."
"Is it really okay to park the army there, though?"
Norma looks over there and goes, "It looks safe and dry. I will still post guards. We'll have some of like the people with realm. We also have children and stuff that we need to think of. So we need to get the camp set up. Once we can go in, we can talk to the king and queen. We can acquire some ships. We can be out of here.
Armies, to some extent, can look after themselves. Our acquisitions, however, cannot."
"All right.
Here's something I want to ask the rest of the... Do you remember where we came from? Which island it was? I don't remember. Does anybody?"
"You came from Ragnarok."
"Okay. Cool.
And is that an island, or is that a continent, or what is Ragnarok?"
"I believe it's a continent. Technically, everything is like island continents. Like, the biggest is the size of Australia."
"Okay, thank you."
Narma and Rita are already being waved past the guards, and the army has already started to march.
"All right, I guess we'll follow. I'll follow, at least."
"Yep, following."
"Me too."
"All right. So as you guys kind of cross through the city, you follow the main road, and there's like signs going, pointing you to the castle. They almost seem to be materializing. And everyone's super friendly. They wave, they smile at you as you go by. You pass through a shopping district. Everyone make me a perception check. Or no, actually, don't make me a perception check. First, Marcel, make me a wisdom save.
18.
You feel this unexpected, this very unusual draw, and your feet take you away from the group.
Okay.
And then black, you don't know what's happened.
Oh, I'm done.
Everyone else make me a perception check. 20.
Okay, then. 18.
8.
5.
All right, so those of you who got over 15, you notice Marcel's just gone. You look around. Marcel, what's your character again?
Melchior.
I'm going to face the rest of the party.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought he was following us. Really.
Where'd Melchior go?
He's around here somewhere.
You guys, all of a sudden, everyone sees the thief trainer waving at you guys from, the shadows.
I'm gonna step right over.
So as you guys enter, you enter kind of like this shadowy plane that no one's noticed that you're gone. He says, continue to the castle, my friend. I will be going for your friend, and I know where they've taken him.
As you wish. I'll turn my back and walk right back to the group.
So you come out of the shadows, no one noticed. They just all continue to smile and wave as they pass you by. Creepily smile and wave.
Friendly, so huh. It seems odd.
I'm going to look around for pipes and syringes and signs of narcotic use.
Who, me?
I suspect some of these people
make me
an enjoy.
Investigation.
Okay.
Wait, do you mean me?
Oh, God, he's cackling. Oh, no.
It's something that Ian said.
Yeah.
Investigation. 4.
You find nothing of the sort. So Narmo comes up to you and goes, what did the thief trainer say?
He's going after Melchior. He wanted us to go straight to the castle.
Okay. He looks at Rita, and Rita nods and goes, we can trust him. Then let's go. Rita says, I think the people of this town, or lack thereof. So you guys continue down, you guys get to the castle, and the guards aren't fazed. They literally just wave you right through. When you guys get to the doors, the guards push it open for you into the grand foyer. They literally want you to go in there.
I'm just going to drink a health potion before we go in. Two of them, actually.
So you do that.
This seems true.
That's why I didn't ask for he healed earlier.
So as you guys enter, there is a woman. She's in these mage robes. They look very much like Maleficent's robes, but they're white with navy blue accents. And she kind of steps down from the landing she is on and goes, hello, I am the court wizard of the sun, Rachel. Kingmakers and their charges, welcome to Sun Castle. The king and queen will be thrilled to have such visitors. Come, I shall introduce you.
As I follow her along, I'm going to just pick out my favorite song on my little lute and give myself a point of bardic, a die six of bardic inspiration. And I'm going to step up to Rachel and say, thank you so much for the gracious introduction. Tell me, how long has this king been on his throne?
One of questions. You, as a kingmaker, he has been on this throne since his father died 20 years ago.
Ah, a good king then. Most in your realm seem more than happy to be here and doing what they do.
Yes, they're very, very happy. As she gets up to the throne room door, she basically smashes her hands, pushing it open. My king and queen, I am sorry to interrupt your court, but I bring visitors that I have foretold of you. Magical sparkles seem to sparkle in the air as she speaks, like adding this ridiculous flourish, like she's way over the top with everything she's doing. Narmo, the conning wolf, his so-called tiefling sister, Rita, the truth liberator, and their kingmakers that made the Fort of Jericho fall like mere toothpicks. The court claps at this ridiculous showmanship as she kind of bows and then steps forward or steps to the side to let you pass. And then the man who's sitting on the... There's actually some guards. They drag off this man who is in shackles. And the man who's on the throne stands up and goes, "We feast for our guests." And people clear the floor. And staff and seem to materialize with tables and food and drinks. They start setting up the courtroom for a grand feast. It's like they prepared for you coming.
As all this is happening, I'm just gonna get my loot together and you know, make sure it's nice and tuned up, and just kind of wander around singing a song here, telling a story there, and trying to gather information about this place.
Shortly after all the tables are set, there is a young woman. There's a young woman who comes up to each of you and guides you to sit next to the king and queen.
Alrighty then. I'm going to sit next to Rita.
So Rita's at the far end and Normo sits right next to where the queen is.
Alright. I'm gonna sit next to Rita.
And the queen leans over to you guys and goes, "Can you tell us some stories of your feats, kingmakers?" Now, because of certain events that happened last time, I have decided to forewarn you guys about this. The story that you tell will be a world-changing event. So, if you decide to say a lie, it's going to... you only get one shot at this, guys, so make sure you know who's telling this story. So lying is going to be a more difficult check than telling it straight, which is one of your options.
Who wants to tell a story?
Bard, maybe. I mean, I'm not here to say that, like... but, you know.
Normally I would volunteer Jeremiah to tell it, but since I wasn't here for... Okay, I'll tell it, and I'm just going to, you know, paraphrase what I know. I'm going to tell it the way my character perceived it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell it the way my character perceived it.
So are you going to tell this, like, truth, but with flair?
And try and paint...
Or are you just going to tell it how it is?
Yeah, exactly.
Flair. Okay.
Right.
You're looking to beat a 10, then.
Okay. Performance check?
Yep. Performance charisma. Whichever one's higher.
I believe performance is a charisma skill.
Yeah, performance is a charisma skill. But if you have proficiency in performance, then it'll boost.
Oh, good point.
You know what? Because I'm such a generous DM, add also your charisma bonus to it, too.
Okay. That's going to make a... That's going to make a... Come on, now. Come on. Oops, here we go. 12.
Okay, you pass. Everyone is hanging on your words, and when you get done, they give you a standing ovation, even the king and queen.
I'm just going to do a quiet performer's bow and sit down again.
Messes it up. False.
Roll me a dexterity check.
Really?
Dexterity bow. Performance check.
What's my dex bonus? Okay.
Or performance. He said dex this or performance.
I heard the man.
No, it's not. Performance is charisma, dexterity.
Yeah.
Really? Performance. Hey! Natural 20, mod 26.
Okay, you do a flip and then you sit down.
There you go. That
was over the top.
That's a performance.
Yes, it was. Yeah. You bow, do a backflip, sit down. And the group, everyone goes wild again. This time the clean leans in and goes, "No matter, my friends. I would like to ask if you're here for the tournament I'm holding."
Tournament? Fighting? Wait. What tournament?
"I'm surprised you have never heard. Your timing is great, then. And the winning prize is my flagship this millennium. It is a team arena competition. Two teams enters, one team leaves mostly intact, and the other is in shambles."
I'm going to look at the rest of the party. In like a manner of like, what should we do?
I am not really one for jousting or competitive fighting, but if there shall be performances there and performers to compete, I will take part in that.
Rita takes a drink of her from her flagon, tunkard or whatever it is, and she stands up. And she throws it down hard, heard, and goes, "I'm in! Wilmer, make me a dexterity check."
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, sweet Jesus. What are you making me do?
You chose to sit next to her.
I know. 7.
The thing bounces off the ground, hits you in the face, flies back up, and hits you in the head again. And you take 7 points of damage from that.
Oh my God, what?
Like, you are bleeding from the face now. You got hit so hard.
I'm just going to look at...
Oh dear.
I'm going to look at Rita and just be like, why?
I mean, towards... Wait, what's his name?
I didn't think you wouldn't dodge it.
Wait,
she lays hands on you to heal your wound.
His name. Wait, Wilma?
How much does she heal?
That's his real-life name.
I am Rack, the Dragonborn Barbarian. Full name is Arakel Drunajath.
She fully heals you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
After smashing your face in with a tucker.
Oh, my.
Wait, I can't believe that happened.
What?
Oh, yeah.
The only character that is not there right now is Marcel. Yeah. So, do the rest of you want to fight? Or do you want to join in?
I mean, if Rita's doing it, I guess I have to.
What happens if, say, my character doesn't join in? It's just a question. What happens?
Well, the party votes to go, so if the party votes to go, they're dragging you with them into the arena.
So it's a vote.
And it looks like the majority has already said, yeah, we're in.
Well, except for one, but you're not there.
But you're not there right now.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Jeremiah doesn't want to, and then Malkior's just not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely didn't want to fight. I didn't know we were voting. I thought we were making like individual choices.
It's a team competition.
So I vote no. Our blood is too precious. We have a bigger contest to win.
Narmo stands up and goes, "We're in."
Oh God.
Like he his eyes sparkles at sure, the idea not? Of the ship. We now check in with Marcel's character. You wake up.
Ugh, come on.
And you were tied to a chair.
Oh, you mother.
And, there's a group of, like, brigands around you. And one has this, like, strange stone that kind of spirals. And, he's throwing it up and down and catching it. Do you know what this is, boy?
Hmm. Nope.
I do. He comes up to you and he slams it against your forehead.
Mother!
And you feel a ton of pain from this. It's not damaging pain, but you feel all your memories flooding back into you. Everything. And while this is going on, something is happening that you can hear, but you can't make out. And right when, like, it's done re-downloading into your head, you kind of slump over. And you, as you start to look up, the brigand who was just talking to you is lying there dead in a pool of blood.
What the fuck?
And as you look up, you see the thief trainer there.
A little help?
Sorry, mate. I did come to help you. Looks like you got your memories back. Sorry about that.
No, that's a good thing.
He pulls up his chair and spins it around. Or he pulls up a chair, spins it around, and sits backwards looking at you in the eye. First thing before I untie you, I gotta make sure you're not a threat to the wolf.
To who?
Narmo.
Hmm.
And Rita.
Duh.
Tell me about your past life. And with that, we're gonna end it there.